Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So if you guys had a big win today, please write this down. Only use 4% of the capital on your next 20 trades. Let the euphoria of your gains wear off. What happens, and we all get the big hit. Let's say we get a fire win on AMD. We get a fire win on Microsoft or TSM. And then we'll go to the deep end of the pool and be like, man, this one company in China has 28 customers, but it's going to be the new Tesla. And guess what we do? We take all of our money, we place it there, and we burn through a bunch of our capital. Risk mitigation is everything. Only use 4% of your capital once you have an amazing trade. This is a great quote that I want you guys to see. Many have ambition, few follow process. The process is everything. It didn't work in Philadelphia, but in trading, if you stick to your plan, I promise you, you will see the results that you want to get. Sticking to process without ambition will still lead to success, to successful outcomes. And you see it in us and how I execute and content. You see it in Troy and Rashad every week. You see it in Trap. You see it with John Henry's. You see it with Matty J. Like everyone, if you go through the post and content, you can see everyone's following a similar plan to get to what their measurement of success is. And in trading, you have to do that to the team in investing. How to level up in life, help other people. And I hope that I've helped you. If there's anything I can do better or do more of to help you, please put it in chat. But I thought this was very poignant. Eventually you'll help someone out who will help you back 1,000x. And that's true. Even in like the development of the media content that we do here on Market Mondays, y'all was giving shit out for free for a long time. Then we did episode 70. I'm like, great. Hope it went good. Shot him an idea. Like, hey, Rashad posted like, hey, we want to do some podcasts. I was like, yo, yeah, right here. Right. But there was probably 9,000 people that I helped with investing before then. So you don't always get your blessings back from the people that you help, but sometimes when you give those blessings and help in advance, they'll come somewhere else. And that's a very big key to being able to level up. Who we are with is who we become. So select your friends carefully. When I was going through my notes, which I'm excited to give to you in full at InvestFest, this is one of the things that I went through and that I had to remind myself of. Like, so I want you to be very careful in the 5 to 10 people that you acclimate yourself with and surround yourself with to make life better for you. Angel investors and venture capital firms, please send me a note because I'm ready to begin investing in this space. But this is the only true way to assess the market. Please write this down. Number one, you have to understand the macro environment first. So now with a possibility of a shutdown, I don't think they will shut down. But if we go through a shutdown again, stocks are going to float lower. Number two, then you have to go through the fundamentals of the business. Then who are the biggest macro buyers? So right now, Vanguard and BlackRock are the biggest buyers of damn near everything in the space, real estate, stocks, derivatives, et cetera. Then technicals. Most people are debating fundamentals versus technicals. It's not versus, it is, you have to use both. So once you know what environment we're in, what the fundamentals are of a company, who are the biggest players that are going to prop those assets up, then you can get to technicals. Once you have that, it's incredibly hard to lose. So let's take Alibaba. Great company, good technicals, decent macro buyers. The macro environment in China is terrible. And then we saw 2 weeks ago, a bunch of Chinese stocks slid. So you have to have safety in all of these areas, these four areas, before a stock can be a buy for you. If that helped you, put yes in chat. And we talked about this last week, but I want to reiterate it again because it's the last time I'm going to say it. The stocks that you invest in long-term should also be the ones that you trade. They should also be the ones that you swing trade. And they should also be the same ones that you have options on. People will say this is not good because you won't be diversified. Go Google right now, Warren Buffett's quote on diversification. I'm going to be real. Anybody who knows how to invest well or trade very well, they are hyper-concentrated. Hyper-concentrated. You won't see a fund manager that has a bunch of money in the market who's very good at investing and trading have 90s or 50 positions. They're going to be leveled down to probably 12 or 13.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The ones that do really well, probably 8. And I've said it before, you can only know everything about 5 to 7 stocks. Please put in chat, what are the 5 stocks that you know the most about? Once you have supreme focus, you can get supreme gains, which will help you build supreme wealth. And you have the right to do whatever you want to do and go about it a different way. But if you do, the results may not be that good. I want to stress the golden rules of retirement. Once again, I want you to spend a block of time, 4 hours with your family and friends, 4 hours working on the things that you love, 4 hours on your health, and then 4 hours on creativity. Please do not let people rob you of your time. Here are the 5 ways to get into the market. Please screenshot this. The 72 EMA, the 200 EMA, the 400 EMA. Now, the 400 EMA is like a proverbial low to boat area. So if it ever drops that low, that's where you can get in. Fibonacci retracements. We gave you a couple places, the 23.6 and the 50. Kayla, don't worry. I won't give out our custom levels. And then the yearly open. I also gave away another one on a Mark Cuban episode that I swear I would never talk about again. And then also one way that we always talk about, and Rashad brings it up probably every episode, dollar cost averaging, or just think of it buying every month. So 2 Saturdays ago, people was like, hey, I don't know how to buy. Here it is. But even if you do nothing else, but just buy the ones that you love that you know are going to do well every month, you will be good. But stop thinking that you need more information to be able to execute and buy because you have everything that you need. What is going to happen? What I don't want to happen is from 2021 to 2025, you miss out on investing and you look back and be like, damn, I could have been retired now had I been adding to these positions every month. Because I'm going to tell you, when Rashad gets to that number and Troy gets to that golden number, hey, I don't know, maybe Jamal will do the interviews, but hey, they get to a certain number, it's going to be over with. The sinking stocks. Hey, it's been earned. So I'm just telling you, please invest. Safest stocks, once again, Google, NVIDIA, Shopify, Twilio, ILMN, and Intuitive Surgical are amazing. The dividend stocks that I like, Lowe's, Costco, McDonald's, Nike, Visa, Starbucks, and of course, Apple gives a small dividend as well. So please screenshot those. Now, this is a secret that I want you guys to know, and I will not even talk about this at InvestFest. So I'll talk about it here and be done. You need to use your day trading setup to get into your long-term positions. This is for my traders who really trade. So if you trade off the 15-minute or the 30-minute, right? Or let's say even the 4-hour, opposed to using the daily chart to get into, let's say, a Microsoft, Apple, VOO, VTI, VGT, that's the scholarship, Microsoft, AMD, NVIDIA, right? TSM. Look at the high time frame as step one for true direction. Once you know true direction, you know which way to go. Then you want to look at the day chart. If there's upward movement on the day chart and there's a bunch of green candles, you're good. Then look at your day trading time frame. So let's say you're trading a 72 and a 20, and you're doing a golden cross. So when a 20 period moving average goes above the 72, you want to buy, but instead of trading it, and I know you get more margin if you do intraday trading, but you need to build your base so you can have wealth. Use the 15 minute or the 20 minute or the 30 minute to get into your positions long term, and you can hold those for 10, 15, 20, 30 years. The purpose of becoming a day trader is to become a great investor that where you get sharper entries. And the reason to be a long-term investor is for wealth, but it also helps you see the macro picture better. A lot of you can't trade well because you have nothing long-term going, so you don't know what true direction is. It's not in a five-minute candle. But if you do a 15-minute chart, and then you start with the highest time frame, which I told you already, then day, then you execute on the 15, voila. You'll get the joy and euphoria of day trading and the back-end benefits of wealth.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. F- a mic drop, bag drop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.